ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम्। डिड वी डू द प्रेयर्स फॉर हर?
No, we haven't.
Maybe we can start with 1 minute prayer. Pallavi's daughter is in the hospital in USC and she's not well, so she's going to have a major surgery. So let us just pray for 1 minute for her. ओ शांति शांति शांति। सो इन द मुंडक उपनिषद वी हैड डन 4 मंत्रास लास्ट वीक वेर वी सॉ दैट दिस नॉलेज वाज गिवन टू ब्रह्मा जी टू बाय ब्रह्मा जी टू हिज सन अथर्व हु अल्टीमेटली गेव द नॉलेज टू अंगिरस। एंड देर इज शौनक ऋषि हु अप्रोचेस अंगिरस टू आस्क हिम ओ भगवन भगवन कथम नु विज्ञाते सर्वम विज्ञातम भवति इति। ओ भगवान व्हाट इज इट नोइंग विच एवरीथिंग कैन बी नोन। सो दैट वाज दी स्टूडेंट्स क्वेश्चन। एंड वी फाइंड मोस्ट ऑफ द उपनिषद्स इवन द भगवद गीता व्हेन द स्टूडेंट आस्क्स द क्वेश्चन देन ओनली द टीचर सॉल्व्स हिज डाउट्स। एंड भगवान अंगिरस ऋषि स्टार्ट्स विद द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये परा च चैव परा च। देर इज परा विद्या एंड देर इज अपरा विद्या। सो व्हाट आर दीज परा एंड अपरा विद्या वी विल बी कवरिंग टुडे। विल बी डूइंग चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 1 मंत्र नंबर 5। वर्षा बेन यू हैव दिस।
तत्रापरं
तत्रा परा ऋग्वेदो यजुर्वेदः She's not able. Okay, Jagriti, you want to do that? Mantra number five. Everybody, please keep the mantras open so I can call upon you. Tatra para rigvedo yajurvedah.
Tatra para rigvedo vedo yajurvedah.
Sama vedo tharva vedah.
Sama vedo tharva vedah.
Shiksha kalpo vyakaranam.
Shiksha kalpo vyakaranam.
Niruktam chando jyotishamiti.
Niruktam chando jyotishmiti. Jyotishmiti.
Atha parayaya.
Yatha parayaya.
Tadaksharam adhigamyate.
Tadaksharam adhigamyate.
And together. Tatra para rigvedo yajurvedah. Sama vedo tharva vedah. Shiksha kalpo vyakaranam. Niruktam chando jyotishamiti. Atha parayaya tadaksharam adhigamyate. So, the teacher answers, tatra, there, that means that. What is that? What is apara? So, first Bhagwan, the Rishi answers, what is apara vidya? Apara, what is the lower knowledge? And then he will tell us what is higher. So, apara, what is the lower knowledge? So, we'll be astonished. He says, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. They are all Vedas are lower knowledge. We say, lower knowledge? I came here to study higher knowledge, and you are telling me that Vedas, how about Upanishads? Upanishads are also in Vedas. So that is also lower knowledge. He said, let me go then, let me find some other teacher who will give me the higher knowledge. But the student remains. Then not only that, he says, Shiksha. Shiksha means the phonetics, the how to chant the mantras. Kalpaha is the rituals. Vyakaranam is grammar. Niruktam is etymology. Chandaha is the meter. And Jyotisham, the astrology, astronomy, iti means all these and many others. You know, people must say, okay, I have engineering, knowledge, medicine, law, physics, architecture, all apara, everything apara. You say dance, art, music, everything apara. So, atha para. And what is para? Then he's explaining what is para, which he will explain more in the next mantra. Para is yata, yaya, by which tat aksharam adhigamyate, that akshar brahma adhigamyate means can be attained. That leads us to this highest knowledge. So as we said, all the Vedas are apara. Anything that is composed or that is visible, that we can see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, experience, think, everything is apara. There's a story of Naradji who approaches Sanat Kumaras in Chandogya Upanishad, and he goes to ask for the knowledge. So Sanat Kumaras say, what do you know? So he says, I know the four Vedas, I know the Upanishads, I know the Itihasas, I know all the Puranas, I know dance, I know music, I know architecture, I know all the sciences, I know material sciences, I know the art of warfare. Everything that is can be known, Naraji knows. Everything, politics, economics, geography, history, languages, all I know. So Sanat Kumara says, that is Nama Eva, Nama Matra, that is all name, 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 that is nothing. So then Naraji says, okay, you seem to know, so you please teach me. So here also, the Rishi is telling us, whatever we think is knowledge alone, is words alone. So what is Shiksha? Phonetics is how we chant the mantras. You know, like in English, you have G-O, go, D-O, do, T-O, two, G-O, do, T-O, two, but G-O is go. do, do and to, or like put, but. English has all these various exceptions, but in Sanskrit, it is almost perfect. There are very, very rare exceptions. Basically, Sanskrit is a perfect language for computer, for chanting, because there are no exceptions. Then Kalpa is yagnas. In yagnas, what yagna should be done for what purpose? Like if you want a child, you do certain yagna for marriage or in a death. Or if you want to go to heaven, then you do certain yagnas. But to go to heaven, when you do the yagnas, there are certain requirements, like what kind of vedis, the yagna vedi, havan kund, what kind of material to be offered, what mantras to be chanted, all that comes in yagnas. And for heaven, there are certain requirements, certain mantras, certain vedis. Then if you have to be married, so Agnihotra has to go find a wife. And that is one more requirement. You have to be dead. They say to reach heaven, first you have to die. So he says, oh, nahi chahiye. But people do mantras, that okay, after death I will go to heaven. And there are mantras which are guaranteed. That's what Yamraj had taught Nachiketa, the mantra that was guaranteed to go to heaven. Then the third is the Vyakaranam. Vyakaranam is the grammar, and that is said to be the mouth of the Vedas. Because how does language speak to us? Through grammar. If you don't know grammar, you cannot use the language. So Vyakaranam is said to be the mouth. And then Niruktam. Niruktam is the etymology. Etymology means the root. What is the root of the word? Every word in Sanskrit has a root. Like there is a word root in Sanskrit called hara. Hara, hara, HAAR, har. Now, if you add upasarga to it, it will change. Like har, you add a, will become ahar. That is food. Then you add upahar, that becomes a gift. Then you add vihar, that becomes travel or entertainment. So each word has a root, and then with that you can add upsarga in the beginning or pratyaya in the end. I think those who are studying Sanskrit will understand that. So that is niruktam. Then chanda. Chanda means the meter, how it is chanted. So in Bhagavad Gita we have anushtupa chanda and Trishtup Chanda. Anushtup is the normal one that is done most of the time. And Trishtup is when the mantras are longer. From 8 syllables, they become 11 syllables, like Vasam,
I think
Sijirnani,
it's
Yatha
12.
Vihaye. When we do the longer meters, so that like in Gayatri, there is Gayatri mantra, Vishwamitra is the rishi, Savitur is the devata. And the meter is Gayatri mantra. So each mantra has a meter, has a devata, has a rishi, and all that. So that is the each. So that is the study of that is called Chandas. And then Jyotisham. Jyotish is not only astrology, it is also astronomy, the study of the stars, the study of the planets, predicting which planet will be in which graha at what time, and how that will affect the humans, and when will there be an eclipse. So these our rishis could predict eclipses, all those things because of this knowledge. So that is said to be the eyes of the Vedas, where they can see. So as we said, Upanishads are also out in the Vedas. They are not outside the Vedas. And that's why Bhagwan Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. So he says, all the Vedas deal with the three gunas, that is the Karma Kand and the Upasana Kand. The Upanishad is the Gyan Kand, which will then lead you to the higher. And what happens with that? Yatat aksharam adhigamyate. Akshara is attained by knowledge. So they say it doesn't happen in the world, right? By knowing gold, will I get gold? If I just say I know gold, no, you have to work for it, you have to earn the money, you have to go and buy anything in the world. By knowing, you don't get it. By no learning medicine, just theory, you don't become a doctor, you have to practice. But this highest knowledge is by knowing Brahman, you become Brahman,
Already
you
have it.
attain Brahman, you become one with that. So that knowledge, Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. So that is the glory of this Upanishad knowledge, by knowing which, by knowing the nature of this supreme truth, which is Paravidya, you can attain Brahmanhood here, which is called as Akshara. Now, Akshara is a very beautiful word which describes Brahman. Akshara one means imperishable, imperishable, which never dies, which always was, is, will be. But Akshara also means words, right? In all the languages, in Gujarati, in Hindi, Marathi, or everywhere, Akshara means words. So what it means is words are also imperishable. Like once you say something, you cannot take it back. Once you have written something, it is there. So how does this knowledge lead us to Brahman? So Shankaracharya ji says it very beautifully. He says, there is Shabda Rashi, which means the words, the collection of words. Rashi means a great collection of words. So Vedas have thousands of mantras. So that is Shabda Rashi. And then Vishaya is the object which is indicated.
Subject.
So these words indicate a truth. So by turning our mind and our direction to the direction indicated by the word, you can attain it. Just we have given the example, just by a finger which indicates the moon. The finger is not the moon, but if you want to show somebody the crescent moon, barely visible, and the other person looks in the direction of the finger, can see the moon. So same way, the direction indicated by the Vedas, if we turn our mind, then that Ved Upanishad can be attained, can be realized as my true self. And they have words like Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Just knowing the meaning is not enough. One has to know what is indicated by that word. Satya means the truth, imperishable, Jnanam, knowledge, Anantam, infinite. So the meanings of the words also have to be understood. And then one has to develop what is called as a Brahmakara vritti. Brahmakara vritti means I am Brahman. I means I, that Om, the essence in me is Brahman. So constant abiding in that I am not separate from Brahman. I am Brahman alone is there. That means I am not separate from God. I am God. God is with me. I am God does not mean I am a creator, but God is everything. When we say Bhagavan Krishna is everything, Vasudeva Sarvam iti. So when we say Vasudeva Sarva, if Vasudeva is everything, then Vasudeva is me too. So that understanding that God alone is everything and God is me also. So that understanding should come. That is called Brahmakara vritti, becoming one with Brahman, understanding that Brahman alone is this universe. Then that knowledge alone is not enough. Otherwise, everybody could read the, Upanishad translation, Sanskrit to English. You have to have Guru Upasakti. You have to go to a guru, surrender, prostrate. As we had studied last week, what is the importance of a guru? How one should approach the guru with humility, surrender, and with the sincere desire to know. Then what else do you need? I have the knowledge, I've approached the guru, then commitment. That this is what I want, and this alone is my goal in life. This is the most important goal. So that commitment, time and effort has to be put in this direction. It doesn't come just like that. Okay, when you are walking on the road and suddenly Bhagwan will come and say, "Do you want enlightenment? I am giving it." Not like that. We have to put the effort. We have to become deserving. Even like to study medicine. How many years? You know, it takes from age 5 to age 24, 25, almost 20 years before you become a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or an architect. How much time it takes? So same way, this knowledge also requires commitment, requires trying, and vairagya. One has to detach. One cannot be excessively attached to things, beings, situations. One has to slowly develop detachment from the world and attach to Bhagwan. And give up anitya for nitya. What is temporary, we hold on to temporary things. You know, anitya sukha. Theek hai, you know, at least this ice cream is giving me joy, or this thing what I have bought is giving me joy, my house, my new car. Yes, those are anitya sukha, and we keep holding on to anitya sukha, thinking nitya pata nahi kab milega ke nahi, when will I get God, you know, when will I at least let me enjoy the worldly joys. No, worldly joys should reduce, and I should try for the highest joy. And Mahavakya, Mahavakya, that Tattvamasi, what Guru tells us, that you are that, I should understand as Aham Brahmasmi, I am that. And right knowledge is required to do any action. Any action, you need right knowledge. This reminds me of a story. So this man was very depressed. So he wrote a note to his family that I am depressed and I'm committing suicide. And he wrote the note in the kitchen, went to his room and closed the door. And they came back, and you know, an
So
hour or two later, and they saw the note. Oh my God, he's committing suicide. And his door was closed. They kept banging. You know, there's no answer. Finally, with great force, they broke the door open, and they found the man hanging from the ceiling, and the rope was round his stomach. So they said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm committing suicide." He says, "But you have the rope around your stomach. Isn't it supposed to be around the neck?" He said, "Yeah, I had it around the neck, but the damn thing was choking me." Sorry, the gala ghut riya si. So that's why. So you have to have the right knowledge to do anything. So that is the essence of this mantra, that you approach a guru for the right knowledge, and he will tell you what is apara and para. Now we'll go to mantra number 6. Auntie, you have this? Mantra number.
Anil ji, I have the book. I was not able to unmute.
You can do this one, Auntie. You can do the next one, number 7. Yat tadadresham agrahyam agotram avarnam.
Yattadresham magraham agotram
Yat tadadresham
vanam. यत्तद् अद्रेशम्
अग्राह्यम् अगोत्रम्
अग्राह्यम् अगोत्रम्
अवर्णम्
अवर्णम्
अचक्षुषः श्रोत्रम्
अचक्षुषः स्तोत्रम्
तदपाणिपादम्
तदपाणिपादम्
नित्यं विभुं सर्वगतं सुसूक्ष्मम्
नित्यं विभुं सर्वगतं सुसूक्ष्मम्
तदव्ययं यदभूतयोनिम्
तदव्ययं यद्भूतयोनिं
परिपश्यन्ति धीराः.
परिपश्यन्ति धीराः
Can you? We'll all chant together.
यत् तद्
यत्तद् अदृश्यम् अग्राह्यम् अगोत्रम् अवर्णम् अचक्षुश्रोत्रम् तदपाणिपादम्
नित्यं
नित्यं विभुं
विभुं सर्वगतं
सर्वगतं
सुसूक्ष्मम्
सुसूक्ष्मम् तदव्ययम् यदभूतयोनिम्
यदभूतयोनिम्
परिपश्यन्ति
पश्यन्ति धीराः.
धीराः. So the first two lines tell us what Brahman is not. What is that para, that Akshara Brahma? First two lines tell us what it is not, and then the second two lines tell us what
It
it
is.
is and how we can reach it. Little bit of that, and then more, of course, in the rest of the Upanishads. So yattat, so that which is Akshara, which I mentioned in the previous
Dresham.
mantra, the Rishi says,
Dresham.
adreshyam. Actually, there is no word called adreshyam. It is adrishyam, but rishis have the freedom, to and also as it fits in the meter. So adreshyam means which cannot be seen,
Seen.
invisible. Agrahyam means cannot be held on, cannot be grasped. A gotram means does not have a gotra, does not have an origin. A varnam means does not have any qualities, any attributes. A chakshu shrotram, it has no eyes, it has no ears. You say, oh, Brahman has no eyes, no ears, then how does he see? Tat apanipadam, and he has no hands, no feet. So he says, Brahman must be some, can't see, can't hear, no hands, no legs. What is he? Then in the next two lines, it says Nityam means eternal. Vibhum has many meanings. We'll cover those. Sarvagatam, all pervading. Susukshmam, subtler than the subtlest. And Tat, that is Avyayam. Avyayam means immutable. Where there, Vyaya means kharcha. So where there is no kharcha, there is no reduction in that. And yat, and that Brahman is Bhuta Yonim. It is the origin of all beings. And Dhiraha Paripashyanti. Dhiraha means wise people. Paripashyanti means see it very well. See does not mean they see Brahman with their eyes. In Upanishads or in Bhagavad Gita, whenever it says Pashyati means knows. Knows, when you know something, you say, oh, I see. Like you don't understand a problem and teacher explain, you say, oh, I see it. So see means to know.
No.
So when we say it cannot be seen by invisible, that means the sense organs, all the five, you cannot see it, hear it, smell it, taste, touch it. Bhagavan cannot be seen with our sense organs. Agrahyam means it cannot be grasped. That means agrahya means you cannot catch Brahman with your hand or with your feet. You cannot reach Brahman, the organs, the karmendriyas. With your speech, you cannot describe it, even though the Upanishad is describing it. But as we mentioned, these are all indicators. When you reach that highest state, you realize that even the Upanishads are inadequate. That's why Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita that when there is flood everywhere, then you don't need to go to a well. So similarly, for a wise person, even the Upanishads become unnecessary. But for you and me, till we reach that, Upanishad is the highest knowledge that will take us. Agrahya means not only it cannot be grasped with the hand, it cannot be grasped by the mind and intellect. Even the mind and the intellect cannot think about it. Again, what it means is that the sense organs, the organs of action, the mind, intellect, they're all illumined by this consciousness. So that the illumined cannot know the illuminator. Like Gurudev always gives us the comment, the example that with a telescope, I can see the stars. But the telescope cannot see me. If you turn the telescope around, it won't be able to see me because then who is there to see? So you need a sentient person. So that sentiency is what gives ability to the mind and intellect to think, to the hands and feet to function. So it is the illuminator. A gotram. Gotram, like we all say when you do puja, they ask you, what is your gotra? Kashyap Gotra or whatever. So all this gotra originates in the rishis. That's why they say, in the West they say we originated from monkeys. The Einstein's, the Darwin's theory of evolution, we came from monkeys. In India we say we didn't come from monkeys, we came from rishis. So our origin is the rishis. So that is our gotram, but Bhagwan has no gotram because there was nobody before Lord, before Brahman, before Bhagwan. So he has no gotram. There's a story of Shivji. Shivji was doing a yajna one time. So the priest asked Shivji, "Who is your father?" They have to ask who is the father. In the mantra, he says, "My father is Brahmaji." He said, "Who is your grandfather?" He says, "My grandfather is Vishnu." So they said, "Who is your great grandfather?" Shivji says, "Me, I am." So what it means is that is the infinite. There is no beginning. That's why all our prayers we start from, first is Lord Shiva or first is Brahmaji or whatever. So then it says it has no Varnam. Varnam means it has no quality. So you can't say Brahman is big or Brahman is small or Brahman is, white or black or, Hindu or Muslim. No, nothing can describe Brahman. No qualities, no Varnas. You cannot say it is Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra. To describe anything in this world, you need five things: Guna, Kriya, Jati, Sambandha, and Rudi. To describe anything, we need five. Guna is, as we said, the qualities. It has no qualities. Then Kriya, activity. What does Brahman do? Brahman does nothing. Brahman does nothing, but in the presence of Brahman, all activities happen. Just as the gasoline in the car, what does the gasoline do? Nothing. Gasoline doesn't move the tires or move the piston or the, No, but in the presence of gasoline, the car works. If there was no gasoline, you might have tires, you may have pistons, you may have rods, everything, but the car doesn't move. So gasoline itself doesn't do anything, but in the presence of gasoline, everything happens. So same way, Brahman has no kriya, but in Brahman's presence, everything functions. Brahman, or here they call it Aksharam, that is the same. Then jati class, like there is Manushya jati, there is human, then there is animal, there is bird, fish, plants, and vegetation. But in the case of Brahman, there is no other because Brahman alone is. So there is no, human or animal or different jatis. Then Sambandha, relationship. Like I have a relationship with my wife, with my children, with my parents. But Brahman has no relationship with anybody because there is nothing except Brahman. Ekameva Advitiyam. Brahman alone is. All this world that we see is an illusion. Then Rudi, does it have a name? Actually, Brahman has no name. We have given a name. Brahman means the big. Brahman means the big, but Brahman has no name. And how do we know that? So they say negate all objects. So in the first two lines, negate everything, everything, everything. And when you negate everything, then what remains? I alone, I the consciousness. Even you negate this body, mind, intellect, this whole world, my family, my children, my house, my car. Everything you negate, then what remains is I, that Chaitanya. So I, that consciousness, the conscious principle, which is illumining my body and all bodies in this entire universe, that is Brahman. And then they describe the qualities. Nityam is eternal. That means it is always was, always is, always will be. Then Vibhum has many meanings. It is all powerful, it is all pervading. And Vividham Bhavati, Vibhum means from that Brahman, everything came, and it is all pervading. Sarvagatam means all pervading. The Sukshmamam means subtler than the subtlest. Like, like the grossest we have is the earth. then there is water, then fire, then air, then space. Space is the subtlest, right? Because space we cannot see, we cannot feel. Like earth, you can taste, smell, touch. Water, you can touch. Fire, you can touch. Air, you can just feel, you can't see. But space, you can't even see, you can't even feel. It is subtler than the subtlest. And Brahman is subtler than space. Even space is supported by Brahman. Yesterday in the Gita chanting, we had said that the earth is there. What is holding the earth in place? It is just rotating the moon, the stars, the planets. You see, they are all supported in space, and space is supported by Brahman. And then it is said, avyayam. Avyayam means that there cannot be any kharcha. You cannot spend Brahman. We say, well, Brahman, is illumining all the plants, animals, birds, fish. Soon he's going to run out of energy, like there is a power plant. And if everybody keeps drawing energy from the plant, all the electricity, and if you are not generating new electricity, the power plant will run out. Suppose the generator is down, but Brahman never runs out. No matter
Never.
how much we draw from it, it always
Never.
remains. Like a king, he may have a lot of wealth, but if he keeps on giving and does not collect taxes, he will run out. But Brahman never runs out, and also Brahman has no parts. Otherwise, if you have parts, you take one part, I take you one part, you take one part, third person takes, we each take one part of Brahman, then Brahman will soon become smaller. No, that does not happen. And how does he create? It is says, Bhuta Yonim will be covered more in the next mantra, but in brief, it is Nimitta Upadan. An instrumental cause. It is the efficient cause, the upadan, and the karnam, and the instrument. So it is the efficient cause, the material cause, and the instrumental cause. Like a pot maker, he makes a pot. Now the pot maker is the efficient cause. The mud is the material cause to make the pot, and the instrument, the wheel on which the pot is made, is the instrumental. So there is efficient cause, material cause, and instrumental cause, but Brahman himself is all three. And actually, in fact, there is no creation. We'll talk about that later on, but it will be covered. But it is the Chaitanya, it is the consciousness, and it is Sarvajna. It is all-knowing, everything. Even though it has no eyes, but it is in the presence of Brahman that all the eyes function. It has no ears, but in the presence of Brahman, the eyes, ears, nose, skin, tongue, hands, feet, speech, everything. It is the energy behind everything. And it is Bhuta Yonim. It is the origin of all beings. We'll cover that in the next mantra. And how is it created? By a combination of Ishvara and Maya. So Maya Shakti, which is the Prakriti, is Bhagwan's power, and the Brahman takes on the role of Ishvara, becomes Ishvara to function through Maya. So it takes on a particular role. Actually, Brahman alone is one, but Ishvara is an appearance of Brahman. And same way, Bhagwan Sri Ram, Krishna, Shiva, they are all manifestations of that one supreme Brahman. And that's why Ishvara is said to be the creator, sustainer, and destroyer. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are all part of Ishvara. And paripashyanti means they
No.
know it very well.
Pani
Pari means all around, they know it very well. So what it means is that one should not get discouraged. Oh, if it cannot be seen, cannot be thought of, cannot be experienced, cannot be, how am I to know it? He says it has been known by many people before us. Many great masters, great rishis, mahatmas have studied and got this knowledge. So we also can get it. And what do we have to do? We have to become dhiraha. It is only a dhira purush, a wise person who can know this knowledge, and it can be known. So it should not be, oh, I don't know, maybe this life, maybe so many lives. No, if so many people know it, I also can know it. We just have to resolve that this is my goal in this lifetime to know Brahman, to reach Brahman. And Dhira Bhagwan in describes in the Bhagavad Gita, what are the qualities of a Dhira? Many times he mentions, like he says, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi dhirastatra na muhyati. So he's telling Arjuna when he's worried about all the people dying, he says, in this life, you know, Dhira will see that there is birth, growth, disease, and death, and then another birth. So wise person does not get deluded. And also when there are heat and cold, joy and sorrow, the one who remains balanced in this pair of opposites is Dhira. So that is what we have to develop. Develop equanimity, develop balance, and see this world as a witness and do not get too affected. And of course, approach a guru, get the highest knowledge, all that we talked about earlier. Time commitment, all that one has to do. Now, how does it become Bhuta Yoni? We'll do that in the mantra number 7. Auntie, you have that?
Source of all. Yes.
Yat orna nabhi
Yathornanabhi.
srijate grinhate cha
Srijate grinhate chah.
यथा पृथिव्याम औषधय संभवन्ति
यथा पृथ्वी मोक्ष्य संभवन्ति
यथा सतः पुरुषात्
यथा सतः पुरुषात्
केशलोमानि
केशलोमानि
तथा क्षरात्
तथा क्षरात्
संभवतीह विश्वम्।
संभववति हि विश्ववम्
यू कैन म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। यथोर्णनाभि सृजते गृह्णते च यथा पृथिव्याम औषधय संभवन्ति यथा सतः पुरुषात् केशलोमानि तथा क्षरात् संभवति ह विश्वम्। ब्यूटिफुल मंत्र विच गिव्स 3 वेज हाउ क्रिएशन हैपन्स इन दिस अर्थ ऑन दिस यूनिवर्स एंड सो दैट इज हाउ द भूत योनि। सो यथा, यथा मीन्स जस्ट एज, यथा मीन्स जस्ट एज एंड तथा इन द लाइट लास्ट लाइन मीन्स इन द सेम वे। यथा ऊर्ण, ऊर्णाभि, ऊर्णाभि मीन्स दी नेवल ऑफ अ स्पाइडर, ऊर्ण मीन्स स्पाइडर, नो नाभि, सृजते गृह्णते च, जस्ट एज अ स्पाइडर क्रिएट्स द वेब एंड देन स्वालोज इट बैक, सम यू नो मॉडर्न साइंस से फ्रॉम इज सलाइवा, बट वट एवर, फ्रॉम द स्पाइडर द वेब इमर्जेस एंड द वर्ब मर्ज एंड द वेब मर्जेस बैक, दैट इज वन एग्जाम्पल। यथा पृथिव्याम, यथा मीन्स जस्ट एज फ्रॉम द अर्थ, औषधय संभवंती, औषधय मीन्स ऑल द हर्ब्स द
प्लांट्स
प्लांट्स, संभवंती दे आर क्रिएटेड। यथा सतः पुरुषात्, सतः पुरुषात्, सतः मीन्स अ पर्सन हु इज अलाइव, यू नो ऑब्वियसली अ पर्सन हैज टू बी अलाइव। यथा सतः पुरुषात् केशलो मानी, केश मीन्स दी हेयर
हेयर
ऑन द हेड, so
एंड बॉडी
and the body, so just as from a spider comes the web, from earth comes the plants, from a living person comes hairs all over the body, tatha aksharat in the same way from akshara brahma sambhavatiya iha vishwam, this world that we see, it comes from there. Why are they giving 3 examples? Isn't it a waste? You know, Upanishad is supposed to be very sure, precise. So they say because they have little different meaning, like the spider when it creates the web from his saliva or from his nabhi, from the belly button, his purpose is to catch insects, right? But Brahma. So, but from the spider, from his mouth comes the web and goes back. So he is the material cause, efficient cause, instrumental cause, all is spider. But he has a purpose and he has no instruments. So, same way from Brahman came this world, merges back into Brahman, but Brahman has no prayojanam. Why did God create the world? You know, people ask, why did God create the world or what was the reason? So, the Upanishads say, Ekoham Bahusyam, I Ekoham Bahusyam. Lord was one alone. He wanted to become many. He had the ability to become many. It was not a desire, it was an ability. You know, he had the ability. And then also the other reason is for karmas, because when the pralaya happens, there are millions and billions of beings. Now they have karmas that they have not attained the results. So the results also, the results, to give the results to us, so we have to take another birth. And when the whole universe goes into pralaya, then all the beings need another creation to continue our karmas. So Brahma ji comes, new Brahma ji comes, and the creation continues. When did the first creation start? People always ask. They say it is anadi, beginningless, just as Brahman is beginningless. So when was the first creation? There was no first creation. Creation always was. So that is that. And then also it is homogeneous. You know, a web has only one single appearance thread. But in the world, we see variety. And then, so what was the prayojanam? So they say they have, Brahman has no prayojanam, has no reason. Just as earth, yatha prithivyam oshadaya, just as the earth creates all these flowers, plants, all this beautiful variety, you know, the fall colors and all the different small trees, big trees, palm trees, you know, all these huge variety of plants, fruits, you know, vegetables, all that variety. And what is the prayojanam? What is the earth getting out of it? Nothing. Earth has no prayojanam. Earth is just manifesting her, you know, compassion, her for all of us. So same way, Bhagwan has no prayojanam. Bhagwan just creates this infinite variety out of itself, without any aptakamasya kaha prayojanam. One who is all content, why would he have any desire? It was not of any desire, it was just his ability which manifested. Then we say, but the earth is inert, you know, earth is not alive. So you mean to say Brahman is not alive? No. The third example is yatha satah purushat. Satah means a living being. You need a living being, a man or a woman, to grow hair. You know, when a person is dead, even if you keep him in embalmed or for a long time, his hair just stops growing. His hair doesn't grow, his nails don't grow. So from a living being, inert objects can come, like nails and hair are inert. You know, barber can cut the hair, we don't feel any pain. We cut our nails, we don't feel any pain. So from a living being, inert objects can come. And from a living being, sentient objects also can come. Like from my hair, they cut my hair, I don't feel any pain. But if the barber accidentally pokes his scissor in my scalp, I feel the pain and it starts bleeding. So just as from a human being, inert objects can come, and living objects can come. So living means feeling, skin, and so on. Same way from Brahman, this whole universe emerges of sentient and inert objects. Both objects you can see. You can see like rocks, stones, rivers, oceans, and so on, which are inert. And then you can see plants, which have limited intellect, very little movement. And so, of course, also they say that even plants and all of them feel pain. That's why they say you should avoid walking on grass or unnecessarily, cutting trees or picking, leaves and all, because they also feel the pain. Of course, we need Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. Upanishad says only a living being can nourish another living being. For me to live, I cannot eat rocks, stones, pebbles. I need plants. So even animals, they eat plants. And then, of course, other humans eat those animals. So the plant which nourishes the animal, then the animal nourishes other humans. So here we can see that creation happens just as a spider creates the web out of himself and then takes it back in, which is homogeneous, which there is a particular desire. And earth, just as it creates plants, again, not earth does not get anything out of it. In fact, earth just keeps on giving. So Brahman does not get anything out of it. Brahman has no desire, but Brahman has the ability. So that's how the creation happens, and also for our karmas. And then the third one is Brahman is sentient, just as a human being is sentient. Only a sentient human being can create hair, nails, and skin, and so on. So Brahman is sentient, but Brahman is the cause of sentient and insentient, living and non-living beings. All are the caused by or created from Brahman. So today we have seen that there is paravidya and aparavidya. Apara is whatever I can see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, experience, whatever we see in this universe, including Upanishads, Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, even though Bhagavad Gita was given by Bhagwan himself. Bhagavad Gita is apara. Bhagwan Sri Krishna, of course, is para. He's that supreme. But the knowledge revealed by him is also apara. It is also something that is seen, that is known to us. But Bhagavad Gita Upanishads take us to the highest. So by knowing Brahman, we can reach Brahman, we can become Brahman, and we have to go to what is indicated. Don't just hold on to the book. They say, oh, I have memorized Bhagavad Gita. That is not enough. What Bhagavad Gita is indicating in the 13th chapter, in that 11th, 10th, where Bhagwan indicates all his glories. So we have to go to what is indicated. Even in 7th chapter, we'll see Bhagwan will tell all who he is, where he is. So, and constant commitment and time, and make my mind filled with that knowledge that is Brahman. And then we studied in the 6th mantra what he is and what he is not. So reject everything and then turn towards. So this they say that this 6th mantra should be memorized
For meditation.
for meditation. It adresham, agrahyam, agotram.
Like
So
Mandukya also has similar.
Mandukya has a similar, but
Number seven.
here, and you have to know the meaning. Mandukya mantra number 7, but we haven't covered. But if you know the meaning, even take a week or two, memorize one line at a time. And then know the meaning, then that is very good for meditation. So here we'll end that what it is, what it is not, and how this Bhuta Yoni created, and who are the Dhira. We already studied the wise people who have Vairagya and commitment and the right knowledge. So then only Brahman can be known, Brahman can be reached. We have 5 or 6 minutes. If anybody has any questions or comments, please feel free.
Anilji, it means Brahma created the universe or Maya because he was alone. He needed.
Alone means, yeah, that he was one, so he appear made many, but not out of a desire, not out of loneliness. He had the ability, so he did it. Just as a person has the ability to sing in the shower and he sings, not out of any desire. So same way Brahman had the ability, ekoham bahusyam, May I become many, not out of loneliness, because when the universe goes into pralaya, then it is 4 billion years before the universe comes again. So it's not that for the 4 billion years, Brahman becomes lonely. Brahman is one. Actually, even now, Brahman alone is. This universe is an illusion. Just as in my dream, I see this world, but when I wake up, I realize that the dream was unreal. I go to India, I meet my family, I wake up, I find I'm in my bed. So same way in the mind of Ishvara, this world is an illusion. Yes.
Thank you.
So we'll end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you so much. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Hari Om.
Thank
Hari
you.
Om.
Thank
Thank
you.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, auntie.